Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Vasquez beaten away by Buffon, and then Ronaldo.
To the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Lionel!
Romelu Chiesa now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise! La Pantarita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from King's Court in Edo. This is Soccer Matters. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From King's Court, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we're down at King's Court here. We are in Edo, and we are directly across the street from the beautiful BBVA Compass Stadium, where last night the Houston Dynamo getting a 2-1 victory over Huastatoya of Guatemala. They have now advanced to the CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinals, and they will take on Tigres of Mexico here on Tuesday. Saturday, they open March 2nd. In Major League Soccer play here in 2019. So we are off and running Major League Soccer in the Houston Dynamo. If you're out and about on the town, you're out in your car, drop in, come in here, get a beer. You might have an opportunity to meet Dynamo President John Walker. Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan will be in the house as well. And Dynamo Defender Kevin Garcia. We are streaming at ESPN975.com. We've got tickets to give away to the Dynamo Real Salt Lake. And right now, if you were to get in here, your chances are pretty good of winning a pair. Also, we'll have some Tigres tickets as well. We've got Soccer Matters merchandise here. And we are ready to roll here tonight with a lot of the best in soccer talk. Barcelona today and El Clasico. There were a number of people down here at the King's Court. 3-0 winners against Real Madrid. When I'm watching the first half, it's all Real Madrid. I mean, they're cutting through Barcelona like a hot knife to butter. Don't take their chances. And in the end, Luis Suarez will pick up a pair in this one, an own goal as well. Barcelona 3-0 over Real Madrid. We'll take your phone calls on that. The Dynamo game last night at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. And I'll put this out there right away to you. What's more important to you, CONCACAF Champions League this week or Dynamo Real Salt Lake? Let's get your thoughts on that, 713-780-3776. We've had a number of people talking about what should be prioritized now heading into the season. And a lot of people are saying focus on the CONCACAF Champions League, believe it or not, because MLS is a long year. On the other hand, the Dynamo start off with 3 in a row at home. You want to get off and flying to a good start this year. The good news last night, Mauro Manotas picks up a pair of goals off the bench, aided by Albert Elise, and the Dynamo put a wonderful exclamation point on a game last night that was delayed for 2.5 hours in the rain at BBVA Compass Stadium. There was a lot of Guatemalan support out there last night. It was a fun night to be at BBVA Compass Stadium with the Dynamo getting the comeback victory. So again, the guests, Tyler Adams of Leipzig. He's a part of the U.S. national team, likely will be here March 26 when the U.S. will take on Chile right here at BBVA Compass Stadium. This is an interview you're not going to want to miss. We'll run this in the second hour. This is done earlier today because of the time difference in Germany. When you're done listening to this kid, you won't believe he's 20 years of age. He is mature beyond his years. He's an interview dream. But this is a reason why you want to follow the U.S. national team. Because of young players like him under a new manager in Greg Berhalter. So a little bit later, Tyler Adams will be on the show here. Again, our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. And another result that we do focus on today, especially after the whole Kepa incident where Kepa was in goal for Chelsea, who refused to come off. And the manager, Mauricio Sarri, went absolutely ballistic on the sidelines. Kepa then apologized. Not sure he actually may have wrote that, but he apologized for not coming off. And remarkably, today, Chelsea back in action against Spurs with all the turmoil after this Carabao Cup final. Kepa is benched. Willy Caballero gets a start, and they beat Tottenham Hotspur 2-0. So you got to kind of love that if you're old school, because I think a lot of people were critical of this kid Kepa, who was the world's most expensive transfer as a goalkeeper coach. Again, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. We're going to bring in John Walker now, and we appreciate John coming in here tonight to talk to us down here at the King's Court. As the Dynamo, very, very busy here. In a span of 7-8 days, we're down in Guatemala, got a 1-0 victory down there. Back here last night, 2.5-hour rain delay. The Dynamo will open up on Saturday against Real Salt Lake, and we welcome in Dynamo President John Walker now. John, thank you very much for coming down. We appreciate it. Late nights for guys like you at this time of the year.
Well, I appreciate it, Glenn. Thanks for having me. And it was definitely a late night last night, but certainly rewarding for the club and for the fans who were in attendance. So.
Yeah, exciting to be in the quarterfinals, and we're going to get an amazing matchup with Tigres. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute, though. But you had a great comment to me before we came on the air here. You said the ball that Albert Elise hit, and I love this, was like a Tom Brady pinpoint pass.
It was unbelievable. I mean, and doing it with your foot versus your hand, just exclamation point on the athleticism that he has. And as a tandem, both those guys right there, they're a threat.
Question for John at 713-780-3776. You can call in tonight, and Andrew and our staff back in studio will get you on the line here to talk, because we do want your opinions as well. And as John said, the Dynamo, nice work from Wilmer Cabrera, held out a few players, four changes to his lineup from Guatemala. And Elise and Minotas come on and completely change the game ahead of this weekend. So let's get back to you. I mean, you're back here in Houston now, and you and I haven't visited since you first got here, and that was a while ago. What have you learned about Houston as a soccer community?
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, the support that we have is really amazing, and the opportunity in this town to grow the fan base is, as I said in the beginning, it's right in front of us, and it's palpable. And, you know, we're trying to do things as a club right now to reach out to fans and embrace them, show them that we're listening to them, and adding things in the stadium, which I'm sure we'll talk about here in a minute. But the team is really exciting too, which I think as a fan of sports just in general, you want to be surround yourself and embrace a team that is going to be exciting to watch. And this one certainly is. And last night was really something. One thing I wanted to share with you that I didn't before we started was, you know, I've been in the industry for 35 years and have worked in different leagues and in different cities, and I have never started a season with an elimination game.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
Yeah,
I mean, it was
strange for
it
you,
was
huh?
a playoff atmosphere, like
yeah.
right out of the gate. And the fans that were in attendance, you know, they had to sit it out for 2.5 hours, but they ate and they drank well, according to the numbers.
They did, and they did at King's Court as well.
They did.
I think El Batallon was camped out here, so King's Court was very happy
yeah,
last night.
No.
But that's also why we don't see a lot of El Batallon in here tonight, I think.
That's right.
It was a late night for a lot of people, including yourself, I know.
But everybody's getting rested right now, and I think we'll come out you know, guns a-blazing on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a big day Saturday. The Dynamo, again, opening up against Real Salt Lake. It'll be our first broadcast on the Cube. But we would also encourage you to get out there live. It's all about being there live at BBVA Compass Stadium. So you've done a lot of really good things so far. You come in here, there's going to be a lot of upgrades to our television production and our presentation of the game, which we want to make very authentic as well and fun. And then, obviously, a lot of things going on at BBVA Compass Stadium. Why don't you address those, John?
Sure. You know, in visiting with ownership ahead of the season, it was important for us to just ramp everything up, take everything up a notch, and the broadcast is certainly one of those. And so we went through an exhaustive RFP process with production companies in the region and nationally as well, and we've selected one that does really, really top-notch work, and thank you for your assistance in that process to make sure that when fans at home are watching on TV, they're seeing the best possible broadcast. So that's one of the things we did. In terms of in-venue itself, we've listened to fans and we've done a lot of things to try and improve the conditions during the game. I mean, we're installing, get this, big-ass fans.
Yeah, I saw that.
Not my description. That's actually a brand name.
That's the brand name, yes.
That are going to be on under the roof of the grandstands on both the east and west sides. And that will really circulate some air. And studies have shown that it will reduce the temperature by about 10 degrees for those who are in adjacent to those. So we're hoping that helps. You know, the heat is something we can't really control, but we're trying to do the best we can to circulate some air.
Kind of the schedule reflects kind of maybe the heat in Houston as well, too. Maybe not as many games in July and August at home this year.
Well, we do have the opportunity when the MLS is doing their scheduling to put in some requests for different times of the year. You know, we can hold some dates if we have some other events booked. We can request some early season action, late season action to try and avoid the heat. Sometimes that plays in our favor. Sometimes the league can't avoid it. You know, this year with the compressed schedule because they're moving the playoffs up, it made them a little more difficult for the league to accommodate everybody's requests. But I think the fact that you see us coming out of the gate with three straight home games on the 2nd, the 9th, and the 16th is because we ask for a reduction in the number of games right in the dead of summer.
And by the way, you can get out to all these games. The Dynamo right out of the gates in Major League Soccer play. Three in a row, as John Walker, the Dynamo president, says here at home. You get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. We start with Real Salt Lake this Saturday, which, by the way, the Dynamo helped them get in the playoffs last year with the win over the LA Galaxy. And I'm sure Real Salt Lake was very thankful for that. I've heard Mike Petke, their coach, mention that. And all. What else at the stadium? And let me take you to last night, because we are in this amazing city that is a melting pot of soccer fans. Today, bars had Barcelona fans, Real Madrid fans around town, a number of different venues. Last night, we see the passion of the Guatemalan. Guatemalan national flags, Huastatoya jerseys and all. We're going to have another opportunity with Tigres on Tuesday. How do you activate in those games? Obviously, there are opportunities to earn new fans.
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, it's a couple different ways. One is when they have a great experience at our venue during one of our events, you know, hopefully that captures their imagination. They want to come back. I think the other thing is just the quality of play of our club, you know, against international competition. You know, hopefully everybody's hoping and counting on us being a playoff team in MLS this year. And I think both the quality of the play and the experience in the building are the things that we can try and control to bring in more fans in the area who may not be fans today.
Can you do something special on Tuesday for, like, the Tigres fans? Other than just, you know, obviously the competition. I mean, one of the best things to do to earn fans is to beat them. So that one we know. Fan experience at the game. But what else can you do to encourage a Liga MX fan? Because a lot of these fans that will come on Tuesday drive across the border,
sure,
as you know, on the weekends to go and watch their team live. And they're driving 10 hours to go do that, which is pretty remarkable.
Sure. Well, one of the things right out of the gate was their supporter groups reached out to us to make sure that we could hold seats for them in a particular area. And then we also made available online when folks went online this morning to buy tickets for the match, they had the ability to select whether they wanted to sit in a Dynamo section or a Tigres section. So we knew they were coming. We know they're strong. We want them to come to the building. We think it'll just add a tremendous amount of energy to the experience next week. So we're trying to put people in areas of the stadium that, you know, where they can represent their team.
Dynamo president John Walker, we're down here at King's Court. Starting to get a few people trickling in here. The one and only Andrew Kapolsky is in here, so looking forward to introducing him to some people tonight with some charity events we're doing for Kick Cancer and Pediatric Cancer. We also have our merchandise here. We're going to be giving tickets away. Tigres of Mexico, I mean, these international games have to be kind of different for you coming from the NBA.
Well, it is. Like I said, it's a competition to start the season where it's one and done, almost one and done with the, you know, the home and home. But it's a great opportunity for Wilmer and Matt and the rest of the guys to showcase, you know, where they are right now. And I think, you know, certainly playing Tigres early will be a great measuring stick for us. But as Wilmer said the other day during Mauro's press conference, you know, we really have three competitions that we're focused on. It's the Champions League because we've earned the right to be here. It'll be the U.S. Open Cup in the summer. And then just the MLS, we need to get back to the playoffs. So, you know, they've added a lot of depth to the squad, I think, to help to be able to manage minutes. And you saw that last night with the way Wilmer, you know, with the starting lineup. And it was just masterful when he brought those guys in at the end.
Yeah, you kind of felt it was a bit inevitable when those two came on. The game, the energy changed, and it was exciting. The Dynamo were cutting through Huastatoya like there was no tomorrow.
It's a little storybook after Mauro's signing last week. I saw him today, and he's, you know, he's grinning ear to ear. He's a happy camper. He's not only having success, you know, personally from a contract perspective, but, you know, on the pitch, he's lighting it up.
Yeah, what we forget in Houston is 19-goal scorer, number four in the league behind Josef Martínez, Zlatan Ibrahimović, and Bradley Wright Phillips. Now, these are seasoned, long-term, consistent goal scorers. He's in the elite. What did it take to secure him? And I know you don't like to give the numbers out, but, you know, our fan base is always clamoring to me, you know, what's he getting and yada, yada, yada. Because I know in the NBA, those things are a little bit more public.
Yeah.
What did you have to do to keep a striker of this talent? Because we know he had interest in Europe here in Houston.
Well, I think there were a couple things really that were key. And, you know, Matt and Wilmer worked on it pretty extensively and over a great deal of time and effort. It was Mauro's belief in our system. I think he believes in the development that he's seen of himself and around him from Matt and from Wilmer, and I think he's happy here. I mean, he's happy being in Houston. He's happy being a star on this team. He sees the ascent of MLS and him being able to be a pivotal player in the success of this franchise moving forward. So
yeah, he is something, and I think we all know that as a storyline going into the season is Mauro Minotas, the Dynamo looking to make the push to get into the playoffs after winning the Open Cup last year. He's John Walker, the Dynamo president. We're going to take a break here. More to come from King's Court. Before we go to break, though, quick word here for Tri-Eagle Energy. It's a new sponsor of Soccer Matters. They're synergy with energy because they're the official energy provider of the Houston Dynamo Dash and BBVA Compass Stadium. So let's talk energy. A lot of energy providers out there. There's always different offers ranging from free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on. Now, you may have fallen for one of these offers, and months later you find out you're paying a higher rate or there are additional fees on your bill. It's different with Tri-Eagle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Check it out. Tri-Eagle Energy, 877-93-EAGLE. Log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN. We'll take a break. Thanks to our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. We appreciate their support here of Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. We'll take a King's Court break here. We're down at 903 Hutchins. We're here live. Come on down and join us.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from King's Court in Edo. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From King's Court, here's Glenn Davis.
Elise breaking through. Minotas! Houston back in front.
Only took 5 minutes for the Dynamo to equalize against Huastatoya. Minotas would get another off a free kick. The Dynamo advance to the quarterfinals of the CONCACAF Champions League. Tuesday, they will take on Tigres, and on Saturday, they open up their Major League Soccer play against Real Salt Lake. We are down here at King's Court, the place to be in Edo, 903 Hutchins, the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. Monitors everywhere. We got the U.S. women's game on against Japan, the U.S. up 1-0. Tobin Heath playing very, very well here. By the way, it's Women's World Cup year. And you will catch those games this summer with the Women's World Cup being played in France. Come on down, join us if you're out and about in the car. The legendary Manny G is in here as well. And also our presenting sponsor, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. They're personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They are bilingual. You get in an accident, you need somebody to work for you 24/7. Daspit Law Firm is going to cover you. They'll work for you over the weekends. Get the representation you need. Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. They are proud sponsors of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. All right, quickly we're going to go to the phone lines here. Again, the number to call in, 713-780-3776. Who do we have on the line here, Andrew? Oh, let's go to AY. What do you got, AY?
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
AY, I think you're in a better mood today?
Not really, because I've been heartbroken on Sunday. I was heartbroken last week. Of course, the 2-0 win today, it just eases the pain a bit. But at the end of the season, Chelsea might not even qualify for the Champions League. The only way we can come there, get to the Champions League, is through the back door. And what I mean by the back door is winning the Europa League, Europa Cup. That's the only way Chelsea might qualify to get into the Champions League for next season.
So you've given up on the Premier League season for them?
Of course. Look at Manchester United. Manchester United is doing very well. Arsenal seems to have gotten their mojo back. So,
but AY, you do understand that Manchester United has an absolute injury crisis right now. They're coming
they are
the hardest part of their hardest
they
part
are winning.
Of their schedule now. You do know
they
that
they are winning. They are winning. They have not lost since Ole took over. They have not lost a Premiership game.
My point is they're about to take on some of the top four teams in the Premier League, which they haven't had under Solskjaer. Their two toughest games have been Liverpool and Spurs.
Glenn, remember they beat us. They came to Stamford Bridge and they were beat us. They came to Stamford Bridge and beat us. So you tell me that's a good team. If the team has changed completely, with injuries or no injuries. And
AY,
nobody's
denying there's been a resurgence and a wonderful turnaround for Manchester United. There's no question. It's a funner team to watch. They're getting results. But they've got a lot of injury problems. Martial, Rashford,
injuries is not an
Matic. I mean, they're
injuries.
What they feel this weekend, it's going to be a very different thing. So I stranger things have happened. Look, your coach today just benched Kepa. Your coach started Willy Caballero and you won. And I absolutely love that because I think it's a great statement to Kepa. So
that's the first good thing Sarri has done this season by taking control, benching Kepa. He hasn't done anything good this season. I don't know why he continues to play Jorginho at that holding midfield position. That's a role that Conte played very well. Why he insists that he must be playing Jorginho all the time? It's like if they sign him and Jorginho signed the pack. You tell me why.
Yeah, managers have their favorites. I don't think there's any question. AY, thank you for the call. I got to keep it rolling here because
okay,
I got to get some guests on the show.
I will see you in 30 minutes. I'm coming over. I'll see you in 30
okay.
minutes.
Okay, come on
All
over,
right.
AY. We got something for you. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. How about that? You get a caller, and then he's going to come over and have a beer here down at Kings Court, 903 Hutchins. I bring in Alex Sosa right now with the great supporters group El Batallón. This is their home here before Dynamo games. So, this Saturday, you want some atmosphere, you come here to Kings Court before the Dynamo RSL game. Alex, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you,
all
Glenn.
Right. It's your group, amazing. We appreciate what you do at the games and bringing the passion to teams in the sport. You all are heavily into music, and you guys have a CD out now. Talk about it.
Definitely, Glenn. First of all, thank you very much for the opportunity of being here tonight. And five Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters, ladies and gentlemen, Houston, Texas, the Houston Dynamo here in Houston, El Batallón siempre presente. Last night was just a little small preview, and this Saturday, Houston Dynamo, Real Salt Lake, de siempre, which is the musical ensemble of El Batallón, have been working throughout 2018, throughout 2019, on compiling the hits from 2006 to now, the hits heard in the stands, the chants in English and in Spanish, and we have the album finalized, 14 tracks, hot tracks, very popular. We have lyric videos online on the El Batallón like page. This thing is rolling. We barely got started last night. Saturday is going to be the big one, and we're taking off like a rocket here. We're going to have it here at King's Court for sale. We have limited quantities. A portion of these purchases are going to go toward MD Anderson Cancer Research. So we want everybody to come out. Everybody, you're listening to what we're talking about here. Come and get your copy of EB. El Batallón, Los de Siempre, Cancha Hits, Volume 1 here available at King's Court this Saturday, starting at 12.
Hold on 1 second, Alex. We're talking to Alex Sosa because I want people to know who they're listening to here of El Batallón. I want to talk about supporters groups a little bit. Okay. And you guys obviously do a number of different things. You just mentioned charity. But this is kind of a lifestyle to you guys as well, right? I mean, today we have supporters groups in here for Real Madrid, Barcelona over on Richmond. We have a town full of these wonderful supporters groups. You guys have picked the Houston Dynamo. That's your club. But it's also a lifestyle, right?
That's definitely a lifestyle. That's definitely an understatement as well. You know,
there are people getting married in this group, right? Is that right, Manny G?
You're not lying about that. When people do meet up, you know.
Would I have a chance in that group or what?
There's a high chance. El Batallón is it's open to anybody, you know, and everybody's welcome. It's more than a lifestyle. It's definitely our way of life, our day by day thing. We work in the off season. We put a lot of effort in the coming weeks leading to the season. We just went to Guatemala. I guess the average person would say you went to another side of North America. You went to another country, you know, a couple of countries away, just for a soccer game that lasts a little bit, you know, under 2 hours.
Your support down there was unbelievable. The fact that DeMarcus Beasley scores that goal, what did that mean to you guys making that trip to Guatemala? I mean, that was just sticking the flag in the ground there.
I can only think of one word: reward.
Yeah.
We went to Guatemala. We traveled within Guatemala for hours because we were doing some ecotourism. Run DMV, DeMarcus Beasley with that goal. It was rewarding. It was our efforts singing nonstop during the game without a clock to look at either, you know. And I guess it kind of helped to not have a clock. The stadium clock wasn't working. We gave it all in the stands. We left it all in the stands, and our team rewarded was just like that. So, like you said, very much a lifestyle. This is something we live by. We have a code we live by. A lot of collaborations from all different ends, and hey, happy to be part of it. 2019 looking to be bigger and better.
So if you're out there and you want a different and unique sports experience and you're in Houston, you go to a Houston Dynamo game because the supporters' culture is very, very different, and you'll enjoy it. And we appreciate you coming on tonight. Alex Sosa of El Batallón, this is their home here at the King's Court. It's also the home to the Houston Red Army, Chelsea Bayou City Blues, who I see my friend Jesus over there who just snuck in there. And they got a great win today, so a little bit more positive. I love the benching of Kepa, by the way. Way to go, sorry. Good move. Willie Caballero getting the start today in the 2-0 win. Pedro getting one of the goals. But we want to thank you very much. And Saturday, come out, join El Batallón here. It's a great time. They get primed for the game. They do the march into the stadium, and they bring all kinds of great color and environment, singing, chanting, and music to these games. It's a physical experience, so that's for sure.
Definitely. This is where the environment begins. Come see us Saturday, $15 for your Cancha Hits Volume 1 CD. Hope to see everybody here. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Glenn.
Alex, thank you very much for coming on the program. So a big thanks to Alex Sosa, El Batallón, for all they do for the sport of soccer here and for the Houston Dynamo as well. All right. We're going to get Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan on the show as well. So here's a couple things going on down here right now. You got the Dynamo President John Walker in here. We got Matt Jordan about to jump on with me here. We have Kevin Garcia who's just come in. I got a great story to tell about Kevin Garcia that he doesn't know that I know, but I'm going to tell the story anyway, Kevin. But it's a good one, so you don't have to worry. So we got a lot to do here tonight. We're going to start off with Matt Jordan. We can Take phone calls at 713-780-3776. I'm going to remind you we're down here at 903 Hutchins. We're live here, and it is King's Court. They've got great food here, monitors everywhere. We got the U.S. women and Japan on here, 1-1 right now. It's a Women's World Cup year here in 2019 in France with the U.S. as one of the favorites. March 17th, the Cyfair Dynamos Youth Soccer Club, headed up by former professional soccer player Olivier Finidori. He played for the Houston Hotshots. They partner with us here at Soccer Matters. We do a clinic, $50 at Dice Park. You sign up at cccfund.org or dynamosoccerclub.com. All the proceeds go back to a 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. That's cccfund.org. Earmarked all these funds for pediatric cancer research at Texas Children's Hospital. So I want to remind you about that. That's a big deal to all of us. Again, Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic. It's March 17th. It's run by the Dynamos, Cyfair Dynamos Soccer Club out there in Cyprus. Get out to Dias Park for this one. Sign up, cccfund.org or dynamosoccerclub.com. So we appreciate that. With that, we bring in the Dynamo General Manager, Matt Jordan. Matt, thank you for coming down here tonight. You always, when requested, you make it. So we do appreciate that in your time because people have families, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, great to see you.
Keep it all together. I didn't come from my family. I just came from the academy fields tonight. So it was, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. All right, let's talk so far. Let's talk strictly CONCACAF Champions League and just get your overall thoughts on the first two legs.
Well, look, it's as expected. As a player, I was a part of this competition a couple times. Working in the front office is now my third time. And these games are tough. I mean, it doesn't matter where you play, who the opponent, they earn the right to be in that competition. And trust me, nobody within our organization or within our team felt that was going to be an easy series, and we knew it was going to be a challenge. And it played out to be that way. I think we deserved to win the series, but we knew it was going to be tough and chippy as it was last night. And then you saw there was a certain energy in the air with the Guatemalan fan base as well in the stadium last night. I've said all along, the beauty of this competition, it brings a different flavor to the stadium and to the games.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan here in studio with us. If you want to put a call in and you have a question, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan with us. All right, so the tricky thing about the competition is I see it incredibly tricky because a few things. You're not hitting all cylinders. You don't want to be at that point, quite frankly. You're going to have to win games, not playing your best soccer per se. You also have to be careful not to overburden players very, very early in a season, get some serious injury to a key component of your team like Cabezas last year and put yourself in the hole. And then you're now also balancing it with the opening of your Major League Soccer play because you also want to get off on the right foot against Real Salt Lake on Saturday.
Yeah, it's very challenging, and it's a delicate balance. I mean, this is the time of the year, too, where you're really, your work with your sports science department is so important, managing your workloads, looking at, how much work the guys are doing, and really planning out. You can't really go day to day. You can't go day to day, week to week. Really what's important, and Wilmer and the staff have been doing this, is looking a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, 4 weeks out, and that's a big component of this. And as you said, and that's why we focus so much this offseason is building two players in every position. To be able to manage this, it's a grind right now, but the guys are really excited about it, and I'm really pleased because I know that we have two players in every position that can step in at any moment and contribute to the success of the team, and that's a pressure I put on myself as a general manager, and this is where it's going to be important. Everybody's going to contribute, and that's what's going to be a key moving forward.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan in studio here down at King's Court, 903 Hutchins. We're in Edo, right near the stadium here. Kevin Garcia, Dynamo defender, will be on the show as well. We also have an interview with a very talented player, Tyler Adams, playing with Leipzig in Bundesliga in Germany. And this is an interview you're not going to want to miss. We'll run that in the second hour. Tactical flexibility, is that a way to get other players on the field this year? Do you see that moving in a different direction and being even more flexible with your tactics based on some of the players you acquired. So let me give you an example. Could you at some point this year go into a 4-4-2 to give a rest to potentially Elise or Kyoto and play Pena next to Mauro Minotas, even though I know that you have this three set up front, you don't want to break up, but is that a possibility when it comes to resting players and sharing playing time over a grueling season?
Yeah, look, I think that, you know, that's certainly a possibility. You know, obviously, you know, anytime you're constructing a team, you know, you want to have a framework, you know, that's important. You know, and our two base formations are a 4-2-3-1 and a 4-3-3. But there are moments within the framework of the season or the opponent that you're facing that the coaches will, you know, tweak or adjust, you know, the lineup a little bit. But ultimately, you know, it depends on the opponent. I mean, you look at Guastatoya when we were playing down there. I mean, they're playing five in the back. You know, they're sitting so low on us. You know, that's, you know, you saw in that game, it was really important for us to find pockets, you know, in between their back line and their midfield and to be good in possession and to be good with our passing out of the back. So, you know, really each opponent kind of dictates, you know, what the game plan is. You know, we do have our two base formations, but we do believe we have flexibility within the roster to tweak things a little bit.
Interesting that you say that, because your counterpart at Real Salt Lake, Craig Weibel, the former Dynamo defender, was talking about the same thing and saying, look, we want to be less predictable this year. We want to do things with our lineup, with our personnel, to make us a little bit less predictable. I mean, you can only do so much, I think, in this league, because everybody knows each other so well.
Well, everyone knows each other so well, and look, you're working in a single entity salary cap structure, you know. So you really, you know, that your planning is vitally important, and you know you have to really focus on keeping balance in your roster, and so that's really important. But we do believe that we have a lot of different skill sets within the group that can manage different situations.
All right. You have one designated player spot open. I get this question a lot from fans. What are the Dynamo going to do with that slot? What are you doing with it?
Well,
what do you want to do with it?
I mean, listen, right now, you know, we obviously have two designated players. Our roster compliance, you know, is in 2 days. So, you know, I think you'll find out in a couple of days, you know, how the framework of the roster is set up. But, you know, ultimately, you know, we think about the roster we put together. Obviously,
is there any more change coming?
We're always looking to improve the roster, always. But, you know, right now we feel good about the group.
But, I mean, in the next 2 days, do you think anything happens?
I mean, listen, I don't anticipate it. You know, okay. We feel good about the group. I mean, listen, you know, I think, you know, obviously getting Mauro re-signed was a really important, you know, off-season priority for us, as well as bringing in some of our other additions. What we feel is that every player we've brought in has been an upgrade of what, you know, we had before. You know, it's important, you know, not knock the guys that have been here, you know, previously. They're all great players as well. But we feel that we've strengthened each line. You know, like I said, we feel good about it, but we know we're going to count on everybody this year. That's for sure.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan here down at Kings Court, 903 Hutchins. Okay, the big one, and this is the one I'm very worried about, and I know you may be worried about this too. Juan David Cabeza is injured again. What's going on? Because based on last year and how much of an influence he is, how fundamental to this team he is, people are saying, what's going on with Cabeza? What type of injury does he have, and how concerned should the fan base be?
I think, you know, we are
and you know why that's natural.
Of course.
Yeah,
no, look.
It's natural.
Juan is a key player in the team. There's no doubt about that. We don't anticipate him being out for an extended period of time. You know, it's a situation where we want to make sure we're managing it very, you know, very intelligently. It's not a serious injury. And so, you know, we're expecting him to be working his way back in to getting back on the field, you know, quite soon.
Do you think we see him Saturday?
Saturday may be a stretch, you know, but he's moving in a good direction.
All right. Can you stay with us a little bit? We'll do a little bit in the second segment here, because I'm being told by producer Andrew Carlson we'll take a break. We got Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan here talking all things Dynamo. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. A big thank you to Kings Court 903 Hutchins, to El Batallón and Alex Sosa for coming on. John Walker so far More with Matt Jordan. It is a Daspit Law Firm break. DaspitLaw.com. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm are presenting sponsor here. Also, a big thank you to Advantage BMW, Liberty Kitchen, and, of course, King's Court. We'll take a break. More to come.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from King's Court in Edo. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From King's Court, here's Glenn Davis.
1-1 on aggregate.
Good lead.
Looking to try and get that vital goal. Ball touched home by Luis Suarez. A beautiful ball from Dembele and El Pistolero with the bullseye.
Manotas, it's in, off the deflection, breathing room for Houston, isn't enough to get them to the quarterfinal.
Two goals off the bench from Mauro Manotas last night at BBVA Compass Stadium. That game delayed for 2.5 hours, a lot of passion on hand there, and the Dynamo in the quarterfinals now of the CONCACAF Champions League. They will take on Tigres of Mexico on Tuesday. It is going to be a packed house. We have some tickets for Tigres. Just follow me on social media, and you're going to find out where to acquire some of those tickets. But Tuca Ferretti coming to town. Eduardo Vargas, the Chilean, who may be here again March 26th with Chile to take on the United States. You can get those tickets at ussoccer.com. André-Pierre Gignac, Noel Guzman, their goalkeeper. Ener Valencia had a hat trick against Saprissa. Jurgen Damm, Javier Aquino, the list goes on and on. Tuca Ferretti in the past has sometimes downplayed these CONCACAF Champions League team or CONCACAF Champions League games, but apparently he's been asked to take this a bit more serious, so pretty interesting stuff there. Want to tell you about a night I partnered with, met a great guy named Andrew Kapolsky, who works with the Snowdrop Foundation and Kevin Klein. It's something that Kevin Klein started. So Snowdrop and Curing Children's Cancer Fund, we've teamed up for a night for champions. Play-by-play guys, Bill Worrell, the legendary, also the legendary Astros announcer, Bill Brown, and somehow I got on the bill as well. All three of us are play-by-play guys for sports teams in town. It's going to be at the Federal Grill. It's a low-key event. It goes from 6:30 to 8:30. It's a three-course meal. There's a whiskey flight. And all we're going to do is tell funny stories from the road and moments that Bill Worrell had for the Rockets, Bill Brown with the Astros, me with the Dynamo and World Cups and things like that, and calling games in foreign countries. It's going to be laid back, all benefits, the Snowdrop Foundation and the Curing Children's Cancer Fund, which Snowdrop foundation.org. You can sign up there. It's $100. It's limited. It's a very intimate setting. It's a great three-course meal at the Federal Grill on Shepherd. It's a quick in and out, 6:30 to 8:30. I'm sure we'll hang around after and talk to people as well. But it's really kind of low-key. It's not very structured. You'll have a lot of access to all the guys talking about their experiences, and it should be a great night and a night to meet people. So there you go, and it's all for pediatric cancer. Okay, we welcome back Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. So you heard me talking about Tigres, so let's leapfrog a little before we go back to Real Salt Lake. United States and Japan. By the way, Japan just scored now. It is 2-2. That coming in, believe it or not, in stoppage time. So that is 2-2. So, CONCACAF Champions League, it's a big step up in competition now with Tigres. What does a night like that mean here? Obviously, it's a huge, it's a great night from a financial standpoint because it's going to be packed. But then to test yourself against a Tigres, what else can be earned?
Yeah, listen, I think there's a few things that can be earned. You know, obviously, It's a great opportunity for, you know, maybe some new fans to come to the stadium, you know, for us to get them in the door, for them to see the quality of play that we have as a team playing against, you know, one of the best teams, if not the best team in this region. It's also an opportunity to be a measuring stick for us. You know, we're a good team, and, you know, and it's a challenge that we look forward to as well. We know we'll be the underdogs. There's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, we've got a group as well that's got a little bit of a chip on their shoulders. And you know, I think we have a group of guys that also like challenges, you know, so I think it's something that we embrace. And it's just, you know, it's a good opportunity on a lot of different fronts.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan in studio here. We are down at Kings Court, 903 Hutchins, U.S. and Japan playing their game out on television. Fred Fowler, the Blitz, just walked in, which, again, you know, the stars come out down here tonight, so we're enjoying Fred coming in. He lives in the area, but Fred is an in-the-closet soccer fan, I think. A.J. Hoffman has mentioned that to me a couple times. So it's always good that Fred drops in. And, by the way, Fred was, when I had a column, we were just talking about this, for 7 years at the Houston Chronicle, a soccer column. In fact, Brian McTaggart is the guy who said, hey, do you want to do a soccer column? Fred Fowler was one of the sports directors there, and he's the one who actually asked for two soccer columns and saw that soccer fans could be readers of the Houston Chronicle. So big hats off to him for doing that back in that day. All right, so Saturday it's Real Salt Lake. How does Wilmer kind of manage these games now? I mean, this is really, really tricky here. Because you also want to get off to a good start in Major League Soccer with the three home games.
I think, you know, look, it's what's really important is just you take it game by game. You know, you take, you know, and we know the importance of Saturday. We know it's going to be against a very good opponent. You know, they've got a lot of very good pieces in Severino and Krylik and Rusnak and, you know, and a lot of the other pieces they have. So what's important is just, you know, we can't get ahead of ourselves. We need to keep our focus. And Wilmer touched upon this in his post-game press conference last night. We need to focus on Saturday. Then we need to get ready for the next game. And that's really when you get into this rhythm, and I've been through this as a player, you know, you're really going training to training, game to game, and you're when you're having three games in a week, you know. And so that's what's important for us right now.
So I'm looking over at Kevin Garcia, and I remember my playing days way, way back before you. And I'm looking at him and I'm going, I remember how important the personal touch is. I mean, I must have done 10 clinics for every soccer game I played professionally, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Because we were everywhere. How important is it for events like this, for him to be out there and your team to be out in the public and your coach and yourself? Because
Yes. You've
become very good at being accessible in the public now. How important is that, though? Because fans want to get close.
Yes.
They want to touch you like I am right now on the shoulder.
Look, it's critically important, you know, and Kevin's a great example of somebody that, you know, is very good in the community and is always looking to push the sport. You know, obviously, you know, you also, like you said, I think what's unique about soccer is that, you know, we're approachable, you know, and we feel a responsibility to grow the game. And I'm the same as you. You know, when I was, you know, back, you know, when the MLS began.
You with the Dallas,
I mean,
Burn.
There
you
was
did
no,
a few clinics
by
in
the by the way, back then there was no CBA.
I remember doing them on the day of the game in the morning.
There was no CBA or players union or anything like that. It's like January 2nd, you show up and you go where we tell you to go. And, I mean, similar to you, I was handing out trophies at women's over 40 soccer tournaments.
That's awesome.
You know, we had guys doing calling numbers at bingo
night.
There's
something beautiful about that, though. Isn't there something beautiful about that?
You know,
I have people who come up to me today, and they go, I met you at the Steak and Stomp restaurant. And I remember going to this restaurant. I'm going, how can these be soccer fans? Because it was all rodeo guys and cowboy guys. And I was like, how are we in here? I mean, can we make them soccer fans? And we were like, why not? We're going to try. And they ended up being great people. But those moments are incredible. And I know it's different now. But, boy, you can't lose sight of that, can you?
No, look, I think, you know, that's what's, you know, what's really important, you know, especially for us as an organization and our players. You know, we understand that responsibility. The game has changed. The league has evolved a lot since the days that the two of us were playing. But at the same time, I find a very common theme about soccer players is they're very approachable. They're very, you know, real people, and they care. You know, and that's something that, you know, I see that with our guys, and I'm proud of that, you know, because it's something that it matters. It really does matter as we're continuing to try to grow the game.
It's important. Matt, I'm being told we got to take a break. I appreciate you coming down here. Let's let you get home to your family so you can make dinner. And thanks again for coming out.
No, I appreciate it.
And being here. And best of luck against Real Salt Lake this Saturday.
Thank you so much. Take care, Glenn.
All right, Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan, we appreciate him making his way down here to Kings Court, 903 Hutchins. Before we go to break here, I just want to remind you, right around the corner is Advantage BMW. And I've driven one for years. I've loaned, I've leased, I've owned from there. I love the drive, obviously. But the other thing I love is the customer service at Advantage BMW in Midtown. So go down there, say hello to Justin, say hello to Philip. They are big soccer fans there, by the way. If you're going to get a BMW in Houston, go to Advantage BMW Midtown. They'll cover you with sales, service, and finance. It can be done easy. You got to get your car in for tune-up. You'll get a loaner car. Get that hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. And, of course, Kings Court. Place to be in Edo is Kings Court. It's 903 Hutchins. It's where we are now. Getting more people coming in now. Come on down and join us here. We got some giveaways. It is Kings Court, 903 Hutchins, right across from BBVA Compass Stadium, the home of the Houston Dynamo. You can come here before the game on Saturday against Real Salt Lake. Party down with El Batallon. Get in here. Say hello to Jay. We'll take a break. It's a Kings Court break. Hey! Another one busts the dust.
Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Now hear this. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.